Hey guys, before we get started with Bellator MMA fighter Jessica Black Widow Borga, let's thank one of our sponsors, Warhammer Fightwear. Check them out at warhammerfightwear.com or head to Amazon. Hit the app on your phone, put in Warhammer Fightwear, and check out their gear. Guys, they have stuff for us men, of course the stuff for the ladies, and also kids of all ages. Check out warhammerfightwear.com. And
shout out to Ann Still Nutrition. I appreciate you. Thanks for all you do. Go check them out.
What's up, guys? What's going on? This is Dave once again on the Fight Bananas podcast. You just heard her, guys. Jessica Black Widow Borga coming back on the Fight Bananas podcast. Man, so excited. She's definitely one of our... one of our OGs been on the podcast, I think second or third time. We had a Black Widow week when she her debut for Bellator, which it's so crazy to think about it. That was September of last year. Such a long time ago. I know she's itching to get back in the cage, so we're going to talk to her about that. There's so many things I do want to talk to her. But real quick, kind of just a little story time right now, and especially with Bellator. I kind of want to dive in with that and how UFC 249 was canceled, and we just really don't know what's going to happen. We're kind of in this unknown of the coronavirus, the corona pandemic, mixed martial arts, not even that, just getting people into buildings together, watching mixed martial arts or combat sports of any nature. We just had our Bare Knuckles and Bruise podcast. When is Bare Knuckle FC coming back? That guy's wrestling podcast, when's wrestling coming back? I know they're doing the shows in Orlando, The Essential at WWE. Pretty wild to think about that. But when are the masses going to join together, get together, and do what we've been doing for my whole life, my family's whole lives, my, father's and grandfather's whole life, is to get together for sporting events, combat sports, baseball, basketball. It's just, when is this going to happen? It's this unknown. And I was kind of thinking about it. I was just trying to think of what, when was a big unknown moment for me. And of course, guys, I always kind of bring up the kids as probably as much as possible. It's just who I am, right? Father first, and then, husband, and then podcaster, and then that's just who I am. My oldest son, Colin, about to turn eight this year. Wow, there you go. Don't listen to that, Colin. probably around 2 years ago, 30 months ago, he had an allergic reaction to something. Still to this day, April 15th, we still don't know what it was from. And it's not like he broke his arm playing football or, running around the pool and slipped and busted his lip and we had to go get stitches. There's just something really scary and really eerie about the unknown. His lip blew up, got really swollen. It was hard for him to talk and to, swallow in a way, which, we got, beyond scared, horrific. It was just that's your worst nightmare, is your son in front of you not being able to swallow, right? So that unknown of what it was, everything he ate was kind of normal that he usually eats, and still to this day, it was just something together, or, who knows, something bit him, or we still don't know to this day. It was just this allergic reaction. Kid was in the hospital for, 50 hours. Kid's a champ now. He's literally going to be the next welterweight champion of the world. You better watch out. You know what I mean? Usman, you think you're worried about Masvidal. You better worry about Colin Van Alken, okay? So, he's doing good now, but I'm just, that kind of matched for me the unknown of, when is combat sports going to come back? When is Bellator going to come back? When is Jessica Black Widow Borga going to walk inside the cage? When is this going to happen? We just don't know. And I think that's what scares us the most. I think that's why we're all in this weird state in the middle of April. I'm quarantined. I hope you are too. I hope you're staying safe. We just don't know if someone can come out, a president or, the health or anyone, the governors of Florida, for at least us here, and say, hey, May 3rd, we're back. We're back, guys. Wash your hands. Be safe. Wear a mask. Don't get into a pool with 100 people, but we're back. We're getting back into it. And if that happens, or if we knew that, I think we could be a little bit more ease, a little bit more at peace, and say, okay, guys, we got 2 weeks left. We're going to get it. We still don't know. We might be like this for another month, 2 months. We just don't know. And that unknown is scary. All right, guys, here we go. Back on the Fight Bananas podcast. My dear friend, Jessica Black Widow Borga, how are you?
I'm doing good for considering what we're going through.
Right, right. Almost the last week or two, that's where I've been starting almost every podcast. How are you doing? How is the family doing? We'll start with that. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. My schedule hasn't changed much. Fortunately, I'm still able to work, you know, being in the medical field. Veterinary, of course, but medical right. field nonetheless. So I'm still able to work and I'm still able to get my training in. The gym is closed, but of course I still have people that will come and train, you know, at the house and whatnot. So still getting it in.
Right. Okay. So that's how it has been different. Instead of, you know, you guys going down there, Champions MMA, which you guys did get an award last year for being a great gym, one of the best gyms in Florida. Instead of doing that and with multiple coaches and multiple train partners, it's more of like a single one-on-ones and two-on-ones and just working on little things like that.
Yeah. So we're lucky to have, I miss, of course, being able to have like a big class and having a lot of training partners for the night or for the day or whatever. But it's still like I'm fortunate enough to be able to get the training in. So
right, and
I'll take what I can get.
Absolutely, it is like that. It's like that kind of time. Whatever. That's what the podcast. Like everything, any negative is a positive. Like it's been awesome. Our numbers for the last 2 weeks, views, downloads, subscribers have been amazing. Because there's less stuff to do, or there's no fights to watch. So hey, it is what it is. If I remember right, wasn't it kind of a couple months ago I saw you put out there that you were starting to coach and train like the kids there at Champions MMA. So is that kind of to a stop?
Right now, unfortunately. There's one girl that I still kind of like we talk to, and she's head over heels about like MMA. And of course, she's young, so she's getting into it now. And she still, you know, calls and asks questions. And we do a little bit now, but not really what I was doing, you know, teaching the whole class of kids and everything. I miss it.
Right, definitely. There's nothing like it, you know, having kids my own. And then it was funny. One of my memories came up on my social media platforms of like us. I was coaching our T-ball team. My son was in T-ball and I was like, crap, I missed that for one. And just two, just being out there in the world with trees and sun and multiple kids. It's like, oh my, the good old days. I miss it so much.
Yeah, right.
It's really wild. Yeah. But okay.
It's crazy. Everything's crazy right now. Everything.
It is. It really, really is. It's, one thing I talked about right before you came on, Jess, was it's the whole unknown that really is getting us. If someone said they went on the news today and said, hey, guys, May 3rd, we're all getting back to it. You know, maybe we shouldn't go into a pool with 100 kids right away, but we're getting back into it. Drive to work, get something to eat. You know, let's go. Let's kind of get back to where we are. You know, wash your hands a little bit more. Maybe wear a mask out in major, major areas, whatever. But that's what we just don't know. What happened if this could go to June? We just don't know. It's crazy.
Yeah. That's what I really hope it doesn't. But yes, you hear from some sources, you know, June, July. Then you hear from other sources, you know, the end of May, some the beginning of May. It just really sucks. The unknown is killing us.
It really is. It's nuts. It's nuts. We're gonna have a cool little.
I was going to hear fight news, and it just sucks.
I know. I was going to kind of bring up that in a second. At the end of the pod, Jess, we're going to have a new segment here. It's going to be fun. So we're going to do that at the end. Let's kind of get into that. I knew maybe news was coming really, really soon. And then kind of, you know, the world took a left turn. It's so weird. I kind of, you know, you did the whole Black Widow week for us here at Fight Bananas and we were so pumped and you won for a submission, all this. And I kind of look back and I'm like, holy crap, that was September.
This is the longest I've ever been out of the cage and I don't like that. Like, I can't stand it. I start twitching and stuff.
How do you think your emotions are going to be when, sooner or later, hopefully world gets back on its own. And, when you walk back into that Bellator MMA cage, how do you think your emotions are going to be?
Uh, honestly, I think I'm going to just be excited like I always am. I never really changed no matter how long I've been out of the cage or whatnot. There was another time that I had broke my hand way back in the beginning, and it had been quite a lot of time, you know, in between. And it didn't really faze me, you know. I'll be more excited and pumped to be able to get in there, honestly.
Absolutely. And I know it's a different organization, but it's kind of in the same, course, the MMA world. What do you think about everything that Dana did for one, try to get UFC 249, to happen? And then second, kind of like the big buzz of this whole, to me, last week or two is the quotation of Fight Island, that literally Dana White is, you know, creating this island, bought an island or renting an island, put an infrastructure there for the cage and workout and saunas. Yeah. What do you think of that? What's your first take on Fight Island?
It's awesome because he's trying to find any way and every way to be able to do it. Then there's the other things that are like, okay, if someone did get injured, you've got to take into consideration how far away the nearest hospital is.
Right.
How are you going to get someone, you know, the risk of traveling, you know, which, I mean, there's always going to be always risk, but you just got to take into consideration that kind of stuff too. But in all, I think it was awesome that he tried.
Right. No, I didn't even think of that's a point that I didn't even think about, of course, of, you know, a hospital or, you know, sometimes there's bad weight cuts and people have to get rushed or an IV. And, you know, yeah. I know they can have a lot of resources there, but still, you know how it is. An island is not going to have your everything that you need for a hospital. And if something major happens, that's actually a good point. That's one thing I haven't thought of yet.
Yeah, that's one of the first things. Well, I guess maybe because I'm in the medical field, if you think about it, how are they going to be able to get all the, if there's something that bad that happened with a fighter or whatnot, or the weight cut, is it the safest?
Right. Wow. But to someone who, you know, covers MMA and is to my core, I'm a fan of mixed martial arts. I'm pumped. I'm hoping the whole Fight Island happens, just to see some fights and for the fighters. Cause there's a lot of people, you know, that course, they want that MMA paycheck. You know what I mean? They're missing it.
Yeah. I think all the fighters are kind of going a little bit stir crazy, as well as the people that watch it religiously.
Right. I think I agree with you on that. So it has been September. We did mention that. And, you know, especially in the last probably maybe 3 to 5 weeks, you haven't trained like the, you know, you're used to training there in Champions MMA. What can the mixed martial arts world expect? What have you changed in your game? You know, the next time, just say if you fight in August, let's just throw that out there. You know, what can they expect? Is there something you've been working on different? Have you been working on your body less, more cardio, less cardio? What is something that you think is going to be a little bit tweaked in the Black Widow game?
Yeah, I've also, there's a few things that I've been working on. Of course, I've been trying to stay cardio as good as possible, if not better, because I have the time to actually do it more now. Like, it's not just, it's more, I guess I'm targeting certain things more. Being able to work one-on-one with, you know, coach and work on the little things, the little tweaks in the game that, you know, you just kind of want to learn on a regular, but it just seems like when you're in fight camp or consistently training, you know, like you're in fight camp like I do.
Right.
You don't always get the time to do the little tiny, you know, little tricks that you want to learn and get better in these little areas, and I'm being able to do that, so that's awesome. More well-rounded, definitely.
Nice. Okay, very cool, very cool. Guys, we're talking to Jessica Borga. Definitely check her out on Instagram at Black Widow Borga. Another question I kind of had for you, and I'm going to kind of name drop a couple girls. I know you know them all, and it's kind of funny. I thought about this, and it's just really cool to have people like, and I'm going to talk about Felicia Spencer later on the show, and Jillian Robertson, and yourself. You guys are all three in major organizations. You're all been successful. You've all won. Felicia is going to be fighting for the title. We'll get to that in a second. But girls like Brianna Kellen, Taylor White, Naomi Young, and Ari Melendez, four really, really up-and-comers, all on that amateur, about to maybe turn pro. I would, you know what I mean, to kind of get that work in. There's a lot of great female MMA talent, especially, like I said, those four names just in general. How is it to be a little bit of a role model, or in a sense, like, what would you say to those names? And of course, other females out there that are the same age or even younger to, you know, what it takes to become a professional mixed martial artist.
You definitely got to go through the roller coaster. So when you feel like it's the worst days, those are actually the days that are helping you. So honestly, the only thing I can say is keep going. Don't give up, even when you think that it's like, you know, the worst possible that you think that you are. And in that moment is when you actually grow. So if you can get through the bad and through the losses and like, cause nobody, no champion goes undefeated. So if you can get through the losses and learn from them, you will get better. And if you push through, that's what makes you a champion. So don't give up.
Right.
Never give up.
Right. Wow. John Cena quote right there. And one thing I love that you said too is, and I've been an advocate, I will scream this on top of the mountain, amateur MMA. It's not like, football or basketball where you're an amateur in college. They see it and then they see what you've done and then they draft you on that level, right? In amateurs, when you turn pro, when you go and you fight for Titan or Island Fights or Combat Night, when you turn pro, no one sees your record. You start off 0-0. If I was an amateur, I would be fighting the absolute toughest girls out there. Yeah. I would fight a girl who's a badass wrestler. I would fight the best female boxer out there. I want the best of the best and where I can, try to grow and see where my game is lacking. You agree with that?
You make an excellent point. Yeah, I should have actually brought that up. You challenge yourself an amateur in every aspect of the game because it is MMA. If there is someone that is good at wrestling, make sure that you go against a hell of a good wrestler in amateur before you go pro. Make sure you go towards a really good striker. Make sure you go towards a better jiu-jitsu artist. Like I fought a black belt when I was a blue belt. So my coach always had the same thought process as you just brought up, like always going against someone that's better than you in some area to make you better.
Right.
So I completely agree with that.
There you go.
Challenge yourself then, because that's when it doesn't matter as much.
Right. It really doesn't. It's like it's to me, it's not like you're cheating the test, but you want to get everything. You want to get all the answers you can. And then when you turn pro, it's like, okay, boom. I've been in that submission before. I've been into a boxing match with a girl with a great jab. I know how to slip it, or, I can work on what I, maybe lost on. So
And also a lot of people don't do is travel. Travel if you can an amateur, because people have no idea what traveling takes out of you in the fight game. Like traveling is a world of difference. Like people will fight in their own, state or whatnot or close to their home and not realize what it takes to travel when you fight. And that's a big difference in all aspects.
No, great point. Great point, Jess. I love that. That's something I haven't thought of too. And you're right. There's with a family, it's different, going to Target down the road and then going to Disney World with a family of six. It's a huge, huge difference. So I love that point.
Especially when you're weight cutting. So it takes a lot out of you.
Right. You're pissed off. You're a little bit on eggs.
Make sure you don't get arrested on a plane. You never know.
Oh, gosh, I love it. Okay, so we did mention her. I would love your take. I love your MMA mind. Yeah, hopefully it does happen. Where and when, we'll get into that kind of question next. But it looks like it's Amanda Nunes, Felicia Spencer, UFC featherweight strap, UFC 250. Some with Felicia being in Orlando and kind of, the same age and the same, when you guys are on the come up, how cool is it to be, Felicia, Orlando, Florida, fighting for the UFC championship?
Oh, it's awesome. And her just being the awesome person she is and a great fighter, I love it. I love the fact that she's getting this chance. I think she's going to do great. She's going to be, she's going to surprise the hell out of people, I think.
I agree. I cannot wait for that fight. It's, you know this more than me. Matchups and styles make fights. And, Amanda is the greatest female fighter in the world. 99 other girls I think she runs through. I just have a really good feeling about Felicia that she can kind of, make it gritty, make it dirty, get inside and get her down and just kind of wear on her. And usually Amanda Nunes is a different fighter. There's no doubt about it. Minute 22 to 24, the minute one. So if you can get Amanda long into that fight, I think Felicia can do something. I think she could shock the world.
Absolutely. I completely agree. I mean, Amanda is a great fighter too, but like Felicia's just, she's tough. She's tough. So she's gonna have a fighter on her hands.
I can't wait. And hopefully it does happen. one thing with that fight that I'm going to kind of bring up, the when and where, that Felicia Spencer on her social media platform, she agreed with Henry Cejudo. And a lot of people are not agreeing with Henry Cejudo lately. So that's why it really kind of jumped at me. She just wants the UFC to do one of these, guys, 100%. Are we in or are we out? Where are we doing it? Is it going to be on Fight Island? Is it going to be in Florida? You know, because I think Brazil is not an option anymore. She just wants to know, like, guys, you know, because they are four weeks.
I would want to know, too.
Right, yeah. It's 4 weeks out, but it's, you know, it's you guys. There's a lot going on. The camps go real quick. And you want to, you know, maybe it's a different weight cut in Brazil than at home in Florida. There's different stuff. So like you said,
you got to mentally prepare for that. You got to mentally prepare for, like, the travel and stuff like that. So I would want to know, too.
Me too. I'm agreeing. I think I did, you know, I don't agree with a lot with Henry Cejudo saying and doing lately, but I didn't think he had a good point, and Felicia kind of doubled down on that. So, hey, Felicia's in and Henry's in. I guess I got to be in, too, you know?
No, I agree. One
last funny thing I saw, too, on your social media platforms, and then we'll go into that segment called The First Bite.
There's always funny stuff online.
there is. Did I see someone get tattooed your kind of name and signature on their leg? Is this true?
My exact autograph, yeah.
Whoa.
I appreciate that. I don't recommend anyone, honestly, getting tattoo of a name on them unless it was like their kid or something.
Right.
But I mean, I appreciate the support.
I know you got great fans. I know all the spiders out there. You got tons of fans for the Black Widow, but that took it to the next level when I saw that. I was like, man, I love Jess. She's awesome, but a tattoo?
No, I was the same way. I was kind of like, oh, wow. Okay. I was like, he's like, you can post it. I'm like, oh, I'm going to post it.
Oh, absolutely.
I don't know. It was just, it's a little much, but it was, appreciated nonetheless.
That's crazy. Wow. That is crazy. Okay. So here we go. We're going to get into it. This is a fun little thing. I got six female fighters. You know, your first bite, I want your first 5-10 second, gut reaction of, you know, if you like them, love them, is there something good about them, you know, opponent, whatever. You ready?
Oh, man. Yeah.
All right, here we go. First one, Kat Zagano.
I want a fighter.
Okay. Joanna Jędrzejczyk.
Awesome hands.
Ronda Rousey.
Cocky.
Jillian the Savage Robertson.
I love that girl. She's savage.
She is. She's awesome. Amanda Nunes.
Tough.
Okay. And last one, Chris Cyborg.
I want a fighter. Everyone that I have my eyes set on, I just want to fight him. And, I don't care if I like him or love him.
Right. And that's so, you said the same thing. I talked to Felicia probably 18 months ago, 2 years ago. And, you know, we talked about, you know, what she thought her future was and all that. And she kind of said to me off air, she goes, Dave, I'm going to fight Chris Cyborg. Like, it's going to happen. Like, I'm going to make that fight happen. And at that time, you know, there wasn't even, like, she was just, I think, became the UFC featherweight champion. And that, you know, that kind of was very new. And when that fight got announced and happened, like, it was so funny. We reached out back and forth with each other, and it was just like, wow. Like,
I told you.
Yeah. She, like, made it happen. Was just so pumped. Guys, we're talking to Jessica Borga. We're so happy to have her back on. You know, I know it's been a crazy, crazy time. I'm hoping you and the family's good. I think I just saw your man, Steve. Did he just have surgery? Is he doing okay?
He did. He's actually, it's crazy how, like, these, invasive, like, surgeries are now. You go in, you leave the same, like, few hours later. But, yeah, he had, he's done a lot of wear and tear with jiu-jitsu, wrestling, football, and stuff over the years. So he had two discs that were, the old bone spur in between them, so they had to fuse them together. But he's doing good.
Good. We're happy to hear that. Our prayers are sent out to him. You know, it's you need.
That's what I'm telling people anyway. He had to mouth off a little bit, so I had to put him in his place.
I love it. Oh my goodness, that's so funny. But Jess, you know, we love having you on. You're welcome to come on anytime. When that fight announcement happens in August or September, maybe sooner, hopefully, you know, we'll have you right back on the show. We cannot wait. We'll do another Black Widow week for you. We're so pumped. And Jess, we appreciate your time. If you want to throw out any last shout outs or sponsors you want to give a plug to, the floor is yours.
Yeah, absolutely. Of course, all my sponsors. I'm not going to name them all right now, but I appreciate you guys having me on. I always had a good time with talking with you. It's always a good time. but my team, everything that's helping me right now in this craziness, I appreciate you guys, all everyone that helped me along the way. You guys are awesome.
Very cool. Well, we appreciate you, Jess. Jessica Borga, Black Widow, Bellator, 1-0, went in there, got the job done. First round submission. We are excited to see her back into that cage very soon. Jess, have a great day. We talk to you soon, all right?
You too. Bye.
All right, bye. All right, guys. That was Jessica Black Widow Borga. Talking about the Black Widow, I think that movie was supposed to come out, right? With Scarlet, ScarJo, Black Widow, Marvel, Avengers, and I don't know. It's not out. I'm hoping it's going to be on Disney Plus. We need more to watch with the kids. So I'm hoping we have that. My son has watched Iron Man 1 literally 97 times in the last 2 weeks. So anything would be greatly appreciated, Disney Plus. Thank you very much. Thank you, Jessica. We always appreciate you having on. It's been multiple times and just it gets better. Jessica's like a fine wine here on Fight Bananas. Gets better every time. A lot of knowledge there. A lot of, you know, she's still kicking butt, working a lot on cardio, you know, working the game. Love it. I really hope they get back into it during the summer, mid to late summer. We hope to see her back into that Bellator cage. And it was cool. You know, we threw out two Bellator fighters, Kat and Cyborg, and she's like, I want them both. I love that. I do. I love that she knows what she wants. She's calling her shot. She sees the goals. She's not scared of two of the baddest ass female fighters in the history of mixed martial arts. So very, very excited. Jessica Black Widow Borga. I'm telling you guys, you can definitely follow her on Instagram at Black Widow Borga on the IG. I'm Dave Van Auken. You can follow me at David Van Auken on Instagram, Facebook, and on Twitter. You know, we're throwing up a lot of new stuff on Twitter lately. We're attacking that. I stayed off of it for a little bit, and the UFC says do better. So I'm like, okay, I will. you know who else is telling us to not do better, but just doing what you're doing because it's been awesome? iHeartRadio. So make sure you listen and download and subscribe on iHeartRadio. We got tons of new content podcast out every single day. This has been episode 207 with Jessica Black Widow Borga on the Fight Bananas podcast.